welcome to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain, talk radio to help you make each day a day of heaven on earth. Using the information we provide, you'll learn useful living information to help you make a meaningful life work and make every day a day of heaven on earth. This is Maureen St. Germain, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week this time on Fridays. I'm an international transformational teacher, author, and intuitive. I work with individuals providing insightful information from their guides through my connection to the Akashic Records. I wrote the manifestation book, You Are the Genie in the Bottle, and have taught that progressive manifestation workshop of the same name since 1994. Our customers tell us their genie experience gives them the tools to understand and apply the secret. I've also taught the Flower of Life workshop, the Merkaba meditation, for over 15 years, and have released both a guided CD version of the Merkaba and written the book Beyond the Flower of Life. My company, Transformational Enterprises, developed the highly acclaimed emotional healing aromatherapy product line called Aromandalas. I also write for Danyon Brinkley's online magazine, Kinetics. Each week on this show, I intend to inspire you with phenomenal information. Look to us to discuss the transformation that is all about you, which means permanent change, and to give you ideas to inspire and grow your connection with the universe, and to increase your relationship with God and the people around you. Our guest today is Dr. Meg Losey. Dr. Meg is lovingly called Dr. Meg by her clients, and she is the author of a soon-to-be-released Sacred History of Consciousness, Parenting the Children of the Now, the international bestseller, and Conversations with the Children of the Now, Pyramids of Light, Awakening to Multidimensional Realities, and the online messages, which are distributed globally. She's also a contributing author to The Mysteries of 2012. Dr. Meg has been a keynote speaker and has recently served as a consultant to Good Morning America and 2020 News. Her expertise in relationship to children, issues of consciousness evolution is in great demand. Known as an in-your-face author and teacher because her forthright approach to every subject, she loves teaching her classes and sharing personal interactions with her students and clients. Dr. Meg also takes groups on mystical journeys, just like me, to sacred sites such as Mexico, Peru, and Egypt, Scotland, and England, where she takes her students into a full immersion of local cultures with ceremony and initiation rites. Dr. Meg plans to expand this and her trips to other locales in the near future. As a master healer and speaker, she is an ordained minister in both spiritual science and metaphysics. She's a PhD of holistic life coaching and holds a doctoral degree in metaphysics. She's a medical intuitive and the developer of the seventh sense of attunement, healing process. Always having been an intuitive, Dr. Meg's gift came naturally in a progression of what she calls cosmic 2x4s. She began exploring higher aspects of consciousness alone on a mountain in North Carolina. During the past, a vast expanse of her consciousness, Meg began to meet masters from higher dimensions. These masters began guiding her in the art of interdimensionality, healing, and, as she later understood, into the higher aspects of universal consciousness. The ability to see and access multidimensionally has taught her how to receive information on virtually any subject, including science such as physics, astrophysics, quantum physics, biochemistry, and many others. Dr. Meg credits the extent of her experience into paying attention, having absolutely no expectation, and having a huge amount of passion to learn. The biggest thing being a deep sense of humility and the idea that once you understand the bigger picture, you understand you're part of everything. You know, they say about Albert Einstein, because he was an outcast, that's why he came up with the information on the formula that just about everybody knows, which is E equals MC squared. What people don't often know is about fractals and that the man who discovered to visualize fractals also was an outcast. So sometimes it takes an outsider to see beyond the information that is currently known. So welcome, Meg. I'm so glad you're here, and I'm so glad we finally put you on our show. Welcome, welcome.
It's such a joy, Maureen, that we could finally find a date that worked for both of us. Thanks for the great intro. I'm worn out now.
Yeah. So the last book that you, last set of books that you wrote, I took with me to Japan. And because I think that there's a big interest for your work in Japan, and although we didn't make it that particular connection happen, I would like to ask you, you know, what what do parents ask you when you see them, the ones who have read your book about the children of the now and the crystal children?
Well, that kind of goes across the board, Maureen. I get emails and questions in two respects. One that say, thank you, I know everything's okay, and I'm not crazy, my child's okay, to someone else wanting to know what to do. They're in a panic because they do have one of these children. And, you know, my answer to all of that is they are who they are and treat them accordingly, and what is normal for them is okay. And so we just need to really change our perceptions, our perspectives about how we're seeing our kids, because they're not like children of previous generations.
I think that's probably the biggest message you carry, is our children today are not like the previous generation. And now they're forced to go through this sieve of what I will call modern education, unless the parents are able to get them into some kind of alternative school or some kind of private school. Now, you talk about the seventh sense. How did you access it in yourself?
Well, the seventh sense, first of all, just to give you a little explanation, it's beyond our sixth sense. Our seventh sense is literal access to multidimensional realities. And basically, for me, what happened, Maureen, was that my entire life fell apart. Everything that I knew to be my base, my reality, you know, my identity, fell apart within about 2 weeks. Gosh, it's been about 15 years ago. And I woke up one morning on my friend's couch because it wasn't comfortable to go home. I was working out of my car because things had happened at my office, which was, by the way, my office. And, I mean, everywhere I looked, it was a disaster. And I woke up sobbing one morning. I wasn't dreaming. I don't know what it was about. It was just a free flow emotion. And I laid there and I said, okay, self, we're not getting up until we get it. Something's desperately wrong with how we're going about life here. And so I really started to look at all of those things, not from a perspective of who did what to me, but what my part of that was. And what I realized was I was living lies in every direction. I wasn't being who I was. I wasn't
authentic,
doing anything that I wanted, you know, and I didn't know how. And so I made a pact with myself, and I looked up and said out loud to nobody in particular, whoever I am, whatever this is, I accept. I'm going to be authentic from this day forward, whatever that means. And I really didn't have a clue what that meant. Well, be careful what you ask for, you know. And I'd always been intuitive. I'd always been somewhat gifted, but I'd kind of hidden it, as many of us had. And as I started to kind of blossom as a human being who learned how to tell the truth, learned how to be truthful with myself, my gifts started getting larger and larger. And the more that I used them, the bigger they got. But I didn't really understand what was happening. And every morning I would move with music. I would try to transmute this energy that was filling my body. I thought I would explode because I didn't know what to do with it. And I said, show me, somebody show me what to do. And by gosh, one morning somebody showed up. And it was one of the, what I ended up calling the masters. And he came in a holographic form, stood in my living room, and just stood there. Well, I jumped, you know, and he disappeared because I'm like, oh, my God, what is, you know, have I finally lost it? I mean, I'd had a lot of stress over all these things. And I thought, oh, no. I asked for help. I blew it. And I quickly centered myself, and I kind of got back into what I call my space. And there he was. He had never left. I had. When I jumped and got in my head, he disappeared because I couldn't see him anymore. And so he was the beginning of a series of beautiful, beautiful, masterous beings that came in and taught me about the fabric of creation, about healing, about, you know, everything outside of this reality that I can think of. And I had no idea what was going on, but I never said how or why or what. I just kept saying, show me, because I didn't know what was going on. And I knew I was okay. I mean, I knew they were safe. Nothing bad was happening. And so I started to apply some of what they were teaching me, and it was so powerful and so effective that it was just mind-blowing. And as I said, the more I did it, the more it happened, and the more easy my access became. And I basically just started getting what I call hardwired into, you know, you work with the Akashic Records. Well, it's basically the cosmic consciousness. And, you know, when you get practiced enough, you can get out of your own way very quickly and learn how to just put those antennas up and pull in anything you need. So it was a process.
So we're talking with Meg Blackburn-Losey, an author, an intuitive, a brilliant scholar of the human consciousness, and she can be reached at 978. Oh, that's not right. That's your ISBN number. Where is your phone number? Why
don't you give it to her? My website's there, though.
All right. Let's do that then. Go ahead and give it to me.
It's www.spiritlight, SpiritLite.com.
Okay. So it's www.spiritlight.com, SpiritLite.com.
Right. Or you can email me at drmeg@spiritlight.com.
Very good. drmeg@spiritlight.com. We are speaking with Dr. Meg, and I want to know, there's an awful lot of talk about 2012. What is your perspective about that?
Yeah, well, the world's not going to end on December 23rd at 11:11 on December the 12th, on 2012. I hate to disappoint everybody. But what's going on is, you know, it's a cycle that we go through. It's a movement of all of the universal aspects of all of the planets and stars in our universe, and there's a certain alignment that's going to happen. And in my new book, The Secret History of Consciousness, I've actually shown and proven with sacred geometry what the Mayan calendar is telling us. And basically what it's telling us is that there are periods of enlightenment and there are periods of darkness, and we are rolling in, we're already in that process of being in a period of enlightenment when we are able to stretch our consciousness, expand our awareness, and become the kind of beings that we are capable of. And this whole 2012 thing is about a blossoming of human awareness, of human consciousness. It's going to last for quite a few years. And there are aspects of that that I found as I was proving this out, that there are possibilities of, you know, shifts in the poles and that kind of thing, of polarity.
When we come back, you'll find that Dr. Meg will tell you how you can know when you are awakening and what you can do to maximize that. This is Maureen St. Germain. You're listening to Heaven Sent.
Are you ready for a joyful and successful realty experience? Today's real estate market is challenging, complex, and constantly changing, and is one of the best times in years to buy or sell a home. But you'll need to find the right person to help you on your journey, one who understands the opportunities and will make this the best experience of your life. Kathy Staupe is just that person, an experienced real estate agent who knows the pitfalls, can spot the red flags, and guide you to a successful, positive purchase or sale. Kathy Staupe can spot the real deals, saving you time chasing a listing only to find it's not available. Known as the positive real estate agent, Kathy will make your next sale or purchase easy, fun, and successful. Start this journey with positive energy. Call Kathy at 206-276-1070. That's 206-276-1070. Or visit positivepathhome.com. Positivepathhome.com for the most positive realty experience of your life.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness natural food for pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Do you want to prosper by using good timing to work in harmony with the universe? Each year, show host Madeline Gerwick provides a new good timing guide so you can know the best times for all your important activities. To order the new 2011 good timing guide, just go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And click on the Polaris store or call 877-524-8300 to get your 2011 Good Timing Guide today.
Hi, I'm Don Brecky. I chose 2 years ago to get on the Take Shape for Life program. I've lost 30 pounds and kept it off over 2 years. I have more energy. I get out of bed without backaches. It's been a life changer.
Hi, I'm Dale Gardner. With the Take Shape for Life program, me and my wife lost 90 pounds together, and that was 2 years ago, and we feel great.
Get healthy with the Take Shape for Life program. Get clinically tested products from Medifast and support from a free certified health coach. Visit simpletolose.com to learn more. summer. Results will vary. Consult a physician before beginning weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Hi, we're back. This is Maureen St. Germain with Heaven Sent and talk radio to make every day a day of heaven on earth. Today, I'm interviewing Dr. Meg Blackburn Losey, who is available for appointments for private sessions and seminars, lectures, and workshops. Her schedule changes continually, so you need to check her website or contact her by email. And her email is Dr. Meg, is that right?
Meg, Dr. Meg at spiritlight.com.
Okay. Now, right before the break, we were talking about the signs of awakening, and I wanted to have you identify some of those signs so that our audience can see what they are. And we'll tell you that if you're listening to us live, you can call in at 425-373-5527, 425-373-5527. And we probably only have room for one or two callers, so if you can get through and get your question answered, we'd be happy to take it. So what do you tell people are the signs of awakening?
Well, there are quite a few, Maureen. You know, sometimes people start to awaken first in their dreams because that's the easiest time when they're out of the way. And dreams start to get real strange, real different, but maybe prophetic, maybe, intuiting something that happens the next day or a week later or something. But often when we start to awaken, we start to simply just know more things than we used to about what's really going on. We might start to see shadows out the corners of our eyes. We might even hear voices or music or tones, that kind of thing. Also, physically, we might get joint stuff, neck stiffness, shoulder stiffness. Our diet needs might all of a sudden change. How we see things, our values start to change. Awakening isn't just a popping into other realities. It's a holistic thing that happens. And it's, you know, what I want to tell people is it's not something to be afraid of. More and more of us, the more of us that are awake and awaken, the more of us there will be because it starts to become spontaneous. And that's what we're seeing now. And so
what did the person do to grow that?
First of all, don't be afraid of it. It's not that you're strange or different than anyone. It's just that we're starting to remember who we are. We're starting to remember what we are capable of that we had forgotten for different reasons. So first of all, it's about taking it in stride and not putting ourselves aside, not being afraid, and instead embracing it and saying, oh, this is great. The other piece of that is a lot of times when people awaken, they feel like they have to go out and serve the world barefoot and poor. Or they feel like now they're going to be seen because they can do things and they've been invisible their whole lives. You know, don't feel like, go ahead.
How do you develop it, though? What if you've got a little bit of it going on and you really want to strengthen it before you go public?
Use it. Use it every chance you get. And I play games with myself. Like when I'm driving, I'm on a curve. Is there a car coming? Do I feel anything or don't I? How many email messages are in my box? I mean, little tiny things you can do every day that are just simple little games that will sharpen that really fast. But the biggest thing to do is use it. Don't hide it. And don't feel like you have to tell the whole world about it. Learn for yourself. Get your own inner guidance, not what everybody else tells you it's going to look like, because that will slow the process.
So what about this new book that you are releasing this September? Through Red Wheel Riser. It's called The Secret History of Consciousness.
So excited. Yeah, I'm so excited. Basically what I did was, you know, the masters had shown me all of this geometry and all of this, as I told you earlier, And I started to realize as I traveled to the sacred sites that people that were analyzing all of these places for their layouts and that kind of thing were really not looking at the right thing. And what I found was that nearly every sacred site in the world so far has clues to how the universe is put together, how reality and consciousness are put together, and what that means to us as human beings. And so I took that information and I put it all together in the Secret History of Consciousness, and then I showed the geometry, and I talked about how it all applies to us and now and past, present, and future, and how knowing this will actually bring us into more of a, you know, a mode of survival, because we've been on a pretty destructive track, as humanity as a whole has. And knowing these things is really, I feel like it's really going to change how we look at ourselves.
Well, speaking of a destructive track, what is your take on the incident of the oil spill in the Gulf? I can't even call it a spill, but the
frankly,
problem in the Gulf.
I think it's one lie after another, and mm-hmm. I think it's an opportunity for us to stand up and speak for what we will accept to be done to the planet that we live on. And I'm not sure that this crisis is over yet. Because I feel like they cracked the strata, the rock strata, and that there are more leaks that we're not being told about yet. But, symbolically, it's a huge thing for humanity to look at, because the danger of what can happen to our Earth in a heartbeat because of a few people. You know, so we have to be responsible and good stewards for our planet, because we haven't been.
One of the things that I saw on your bio is that you do sacred journeys to Egypt and Peru and Mount Shasta, as I do, and it looks like your upcoming trip for you is coming up in October, and why mm-hmm. don't you give us the dates?
It starts October 2nd, and we're going to Egypt. We're going to go to all of the major initiation temples and the Great Pyramids. We're going to be going up the Nile. It's an awesome trip. It's the first time I've done this one. And I'm really pleased to be doing it with a really good group of people that are organizing it for me. I understand we'll be just missing each other. Maybe
that's
we can
right.
hug
I'm
at the airport.
A group also in October. We can wave in the airport, that's right. And
there you go.
My group arrives on the 13th and leaves on the 27th. I also will be taking the group up the Nile, but we're going to be on a private yacht. And we're going to have a lot of private time and special session work, also ceremony and initiations like you do. So look at your calendar, your listeners out there. And if you've always wanted to go to Egypt, you have a chance to go anytime in October, either the first half or the second half. You have two fabulous teachers who would be happy to have you as their guests on their trip. Meg, tell me about some of the work you have done with children, because that's kind of what put you in the spotlight initially, your book on the indigos and the crystals and that information. I'd like you to tell maybe a story from one of those experiences that you helped family.
Wow, just one. You know, the children came to me. They started coming to me first in the shape of orbs. They started attaching in my energy field. I thought I was losing my mind. And then I started to tell somebody about it, and I heard giggling. And what I realized was that there were four different children who were contacting me. And make a long story short, I said, if you're real, start showing up, because I think I'm losing it. And, well, over time they did. They showed up in person with their parents and in different places all over the country, basically. And I realized that what I had been seeing was more than just, you know, a pocket of very cool kids that were very gifted, but that this is a phenomenon that really needs attention. And so I started to advocate for the kids.
And what was the phenomenon that the parents are experiencing so that a parent listening could identify with a piece of information that you have?
These kids remember where they came from. They know about their past life. They remember talking to God. They're intuitive. They know how to run energy to heal things. They often blow electronics. I mean, there's a list a mile long, and they're on my website. Just go to my homepage, and right next to me, there are two questions. Is your child a crystalline or a star kid? Click on those, and all the list is there. But basically, what I was running into was the adults were believing that the children were broken, that there was something horribly wrong with them because they were saying all these crazy things. I mean, they're seeing angels
sure.
and spirits. And
sure.
So I took up their cause, and
well,
I'm,
we're just about out of time. And I want to give our listeners a quick reminder that we do also do Akashic Record readings at my organization, and I give Akashic Record readings that are available to you, and they're transformational, and that they invite you to make a cosmic connection and a cosmic leap in consciousness to understand and know options and reconfirm your hunches and give you information that supports you to be your best self. We also have our Aromandala aromatherapy blends for every kind of emotional wound. No processing, just instant rebates, like an instant rebate. This is Maureen St. Germain. You are listening to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. Our guest today has been Dr. Meg Losey. Thank you so much.